And I speak to you in God's holy name, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, the Creator, the Redeemer, and the Sustainer. Amen. Please be seated. Today is the day in the readings that we have a lot of things of which we call metaphor, which means something is said that stands for something else. And English language is forever changing its meaning. So, for instance, when we read the psalm this morning, the word fear was used in the psalm a couple of times. Fear today means afraid, terrified, get away from. Fear at the time of the psalm was written means to be in awe of, to have an awefulness. I'm just like, wow. And so it says, be in wow of God. Be in wow of the universe. Be in wow of the creation. That's what fear means, not to be afraid. So when you heard that this morning, I thought, you have to make sure you understand that. Now, metaphor, how many of you know, I don't want you to put your hands up, but know what a metaphor is. It is something that is said that stands for something else. And so in the metaphor today of Jesus talking about, eat my flesh and drink my blood, Jesus is not saying, you got to be cannibals and eat up as some human flesh. I one time spoke with some Muslims, though, and they were concerned that we somehow were saying we should be cannibals. But that's not what it means at all. So what it means is a metaphor. It stands for something else. It means you've got to be really involved, that you take everything into yourself and you're really involved. I hope you guys will come on back for communion. You're more than welcome for that. So you're really involved with Jesus. You're really involved in following God. It's not sort of something you do as an afterthought, but it's something that you want to see happen, that it's a part of you. And that's what the metaphor is. So the bread and the wine are standing for a total involvement of taking Jesus totally into ourselves and moving ahead. Because God is there for us, loving us for always. Today in the readings, it's also about prayer. And we have Solomon talking about praying to God and not praying for himself, but praying for the people that he'd been called to serve, to take the place of David on the throne. He was a teenager when he came to the throne, and he was overawed, much like our own Queen Elizabeth was, a very young woman when she became our queen so many years ago. So prayer is central to the life of spiritual people. And we here today are going to look at prayer. And I passed out to everybody this morning the Lord's Prayer for today. It's in your bulletin on a white sheet, the Lord's Prayer for today. We've been having over the summer, as you know, a series on gratitude. And today we're continuing, for it's in gratitude that we are here assembled together, that God loves us, we love God, and we're in gratitude, like Leo's brother, Victor, and all of us have the promise of life that goes on after this world. And we're in gratitude for that, that this life is not the end, but another step towards a life beyond. And when people were with Jesus, Jesus said, I want to help you learn how to pray. They asked Jesus, how do I pray? And Jesus gave them the Lord's Prayer. And we probably have known it from the time we were children. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, and so on. But we here today, living in 2018, know that some of that metaphor and imagery is often lost on people. And it's really talking about an image of the world at the time of Jesus that people understood. Now, Jesus would have known more than this, but you can only talk to people in the language and in the way that people understand. So now that we live in 2018, we need to revisit the Lord's Prayer for in a way of explaining it in a way that is for our age today, and it represents the reality that we know. For instance, we know today that heaven is not someplace up there. We know that heaven really resides in the midst of us. As St. Paul was teaching even at the time, he was saying, you make your heaven now. And that we are the community of the church that acknowledges Jesus Christ. We are to form a community of heaven on earth. And it's, we know that the world is not a flat earth with hell underneath it and heaven up above the sky. We know differently than that. We know that we are called to form a community of love. And that heaven is really a place that we respect one another, we respect the environment, and we respect people who are even beyond our community, but we are to follow the example of Jesus, using that metaphor from earlier, eating his flesh and drinking his blood. We are to be people who are totally committed to love and service, which is the message of Jesus. And so our prayer, our Lord's Prayer, should reflect some of that. And so the people of New Zealand have worked at this, and they have developed a prayer that is reflective of today. And I have permission to use that here with you today. Let's go over it. Eternal Spirit. Eternal Spirit is talking about, instead of the patriarchal idea, is the idea that the Spirit that resides in each and every person, every woman and man, girl and boy, all things on earth have God's Spirit within it, and that Spirit never dies. Source of all is and ever shall be. It's a recognition that the first presence of God is creation. That creation, not the Bible, is the first word of God. And that the source of all that is and ever shall be sourced from God. Loving parent in whom we discern heaven. The idea that we've been taught by Jesus and taught through time that heaven is a community of which we are a part and we are forming a part, and it's up to us to keep building a place of heaven where we love and respect everyone, no matter where they are from, no matter what their skin color, no matter what their gender, we love and respect and hold dear each and every one of us as a member of the kingdom of heaven, which we now call the community. May knowledge of your holiness inspire all peoples. We are to be inspired and to inspire others about how to live life today. How to live with respect, with courage, with forgiveness, with being humane to each other, not putting everybody else down, not calling names, but respectfulness and keeping everybody in a sense that we value each other equally. May your community of peace and freedom flourish on earth. That we are called to be peacemakers and that we are building the community of heaven and that we are asking for God's Spirit to be with us as we build this community on earth. May it flourish. Until all of humankind heed your call to justice and compassion. We know we live in the midst of other places where people are not humane, not compassionate. Sending bombs of gas on children is not compassion. Holding a blind eye to people who are starving is not compassion. That's not the way of God. That's not the way that we've been taught by Jesus. But we are calling that we will have the strength of resolve in us to work at continuing to build a compassionate place on earth. May we find the bread that we need for today and for the hurts we cause one another. We wish all to be fed, all to be nurtured, all to have the basic fundamentals of life, not just a few. You may have heard the statistics this week that 1% of the wealthiest of the world have more resources than half of the globe, than half of all the rest of the population of the earth. That's shocking. That is shocking. And for the hurts we cause to one another, may we be forgiven in the same measure as we forgive. We know here in this community that we tend to be a very forgiving community, that we are mature, that we work at being loving. But we also live in a world where people hold grudges. We hear about road rage. I'm still upset to hear about that German tourist who was shot in Alberta because he was on the back road. He was in the wrong place at the wrong time. But that's not how we should live our lives. We know differently. We know that we are called to be a people of caring. So may we be forgiven, and with the same measure that we forgive. Sometimes we are not forgiving, but it calls on God's Spirit to work within us. Again, taking in that flesh and that blood, taking the holistic sense of Jesus within us to be forgiving. And sometimes it takes a while, and that's normal. But we are always working to achieve forgiveness and understanding. In times of trial and temptation, help us to be strong. When life seems overwhelming, help us to endure. We, all of us in our lives, have had moments where we think, I can't go on. This is just too much. But in our prayer to God, we ask for the presence of the Holy Spirit to help us to endure, to help us keep going. And I know many of your life examples, and I pray for you because I know how difficult it is. When life seems overwhelming, help us to endure, and thus from the yoke of sin deliver us. Sin is basically when we turn our backs on God and the love of God. So that is what sin is. It's not a list of do's and don'ts. It's a time when we do something we know that God would not be pleased with us doing. That's when we commit a sin. So we are calling on the Holy Spirit to assist us, even when we are burdened, to not fall into doing things sinfully. May you reign in the power of human love. Now that one may strike some people saying, why is that there? And the idea is that God resides within each and every one of us. God is not a force only beyond us, but God is a force that resides within each and every one of us. And that's expressed in love. When we are being loving, we are being godly. And we are asking that we remind ourselves that is within us, loving each other, that is the force of God alive. Now and forever. And amen means so be it. We're going to use this prayer later in our service, after communion, before the commendation. So don't toss it away. We'll need it. But the idea is, this is a way of understanding the Lord's Prayer in a realistic way for today. And I pray that as we symbolically take to ourselves the presence of Jesus in us, wholly and totally, in communion to which we're all invited to receive, may we also have that sense that God's love is there for us, always abiding in us and in each one and one another, so that we can continue to build the community of heaven here on earth. May God bless us all. Amen.